Seeing is believing, and you're not going to believe how bright and vivid the colors are on the Samsung Neo QLED and OLED TVs powered by the Neural Quantum Processor, because this is an audio ad. Unless you can see it, which means you already have one. Nice. Samsung. More wow than ever.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to The Winning Bets. This is the program that gives you all of the right numbers that you need to be successful during the 2023 NFL season. Yes, it's official. Week 5 is here in the 2023 NFL season. It's still early, and you still have plenty of time to get all your right numbers for this NFL season. As always, we want people to play responsibly, and we want people to gamble responsibly, as we're still early in this NFL season. And as always, the games that you play in sports betting, the three main ones are money line, point spread, and over-under total points. Again, money line. If you place a bet on the money line, that means you think the team you bet on will win the game. If they win, you win, no matter the score. Point spread requires the team you bet on to win by a specified margin. Money line does not. So again, let's say, for instance, in point spread, team A versus team B, if you decide to play point spread and the point spread you decide to bet on team B, the point spread for team B to win is plus 7. Now, if the final score is team B 26, team A 20, you do not win the bet, because the final score was team B wind up winning by 6. You wind up betting on the point spread for team B to win by 7. Now, if you played the money line on team B, you would win the bet, no matter the score. And then you have over-under total points. This is the bet on whether the total points scored by both teams combined will be more or less than the numerical figure presented in the actual bet. Here's another example. Team A versus team B. The over-under point total points is 50. You place a bet that the total points, you will place the bet on over 50. The final score, team A, 26. Team B, 27. 26 plus 27 equals 53. You place the bet for total points of over 50. Guess what? You win the bet. So again, there's money line, point spread, and over-under total points. Money line. If you place a bet on the money line, that means you think the team you bet on will win the game. If they win, you win, no matter the score. Point spread requires the team you bet on to win by a specified margin. Money line does not. And over-under total points is the bet on whether the total points scored by both teams combined will be more or less than the numerical figure presented in the bet. So again, that's money line and over-under total points. And as always, remember, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-877-770-STOP. That's 1-877-770-7867. Or you can call 1-800-522-4700. Again, we want people to play responsibly, and we want people to gamble responsibly. So again, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-877-770-STOP. That's 1-877-770-7867. Or you can call 1-800-522-4700. And again, the source for the numbers that are being presented are being provided by Caesars Sportsbook. All right, now it's time for the winning numbers to get you right for Week 5 of the 2023 NFL season. Thursday Night Football, the Chicago Bears versus the Washington Commanders. Point spread for Chicago is plus 6.5. For Washington, it's minus 6.5. Money line for Chicago, plus 240. For Washington, minus 305. And the over-under total points is 44.5. The Jacksonville Jaguars take on the Buffalo Bills in the inner part of the International Series in London. Point spread for Jacksonville, plus 5.5. For Buffalo, minus 5.5. Money line for Jacksonville, plus 205. For Buffalo, minus 250. And the over-under total points is 48.5. The Tennessee Titans square off against the Indianapolis Colts in the AFC South rivalry game. We have actually no point spread in this game. The pick for both teams will be minus 110. Also, the money line for this game, having both teams at minus 110. And the over-under total points is 42.5. Next game that we have will be the New York Giants going up against the Miami Dolphins. Point spread for the Giants, plus 11. For the Miami Dolphins, minus 11. Money line for the Giants, plus 430. For Miami, minus 600. And the over-under total points is 50. The Baltimore Ravens square off against the Pittsburgh Steelers in an AFC North rivalry game. Point spread for Baltimore, minus 3.5. For Pittsburgh, plus 3.5. Money line for Baltimore, minus 190. For Pittsburgh, plus 158. The over-under total points is 38. We have the Carolina Panthers going up against the Detroit Lions. Point spread for Carolina is plus 9. For Pittsburgh, it's minus 9. The money line for Carolina is plus 335. For Detroit, it's minus 440. And the over-under total points will be 45. We have the Houston Texans going up against the Atlanta Falcons. Point spread for Houston is plus 2. For Atlanta, it's minus 2. The money line for Houston is plus 110. For Atlanta, is minus 130. And the over-under total points is 41.5. The New Orleans Saints go up against the New England Patriots. Point spread for New Orleans is plus 1.5. For New England, it's minus 1.5. The money line for New Orleans is plus 105. For New England, it's minus 125. The over-under total points is 40. The Philadelphia Eagles will go up against the Los Angeles Rams. Point spread for Philly is minus 4.5. For the Rams, plus 4.5. The money line for Philadelphia is minus 220. For the Rams is plus 180, and the over-under total points is 50.5. The Cincinnati Bengals will square off against the Arizona Cardinals. Point spread for Cincinnati is minus 3. For Arizona, it's plus 3. The money line for Cincinnati is minus 165. For Arizona, it's plus 140, and the over-under total points is 44.5. The New York Jets will square off against the Denver Broncos. Point spread for the Jets, plus 2. For Denver, minus 2. Money line for the Jets, plus 105. For Denver, it's minus 125. And the over-under total points is 43.5. The Kansas City Chiefs will square off against the Minnesota Vikings. Point spread for Kansas City, minus 5. For Minnesota, plus 5. The money line for Kansas City is going to be minus 235. For Minnesota, plus 192. The over-under total points is 53. Sunday Night Football, the Dallas Cowboys go up against the San Francisco 49ers. The point spread for Dallas is going to be plus 4. For San Francisco, minus 4. The money line for Dallas is plus 158, and for San Francisco, minus 190. And the over-under total points is going to be 45. Monday Night Football, the Green Bay Packers square off against the Las Vegas Raiders. Point spread for Green Bay, minus 2. For Las Vegas, plus 2. Money line for Green Bay, minus 130. For Las Vegas is plus 110. And the over-under total points is 44.5. And there you have it. Good luck. And those are your winning numbers for Week 5 of the 2023 NFL season. So again, the three games that you play in sports betting is money line, point spread, and over-under total points. Money line. If you place a bet on the money line, that means you think the team you bet on will win the game. If they win, you win, no matter the score. Point spread requires the team you bet on to win by a specified margin. Money line does not. And the over-under total points is the bet on whether the total points scored by both teams combined will be more or less than the actual numerical figure that's presented in the bet. So again, that's money line, point spread, and over-under total points. And again, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-877-770. That's 1-877-770-7867. Or you can call 1-800-522-4700. Again, we want people to play responsibly. We want people to gamble responsibly. So again, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-877-770-STOP. That's 1-877-770-7867 or call 1-800-522-4700. And that's going to do it for this edition of The Winning Bets. Until next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, saying so long.